Hello?
Hello. Yes, good
Hello?
afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Okay. Let me open this up. Okay, ma'am, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
No.
internet, or television? Okay.
No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am. What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Would that be certain to vote, proudly vote? Okay.
Absolutely. Definitely going to vote.
Okay, ma'am. Just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
That's kind of private. I'm between 50 and 60.
Okay, well, let me give you a list. Okay, that's no problem. Okay, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? Okay, would that be white or Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black or African American, Asian American, Pacific Islander, or Native American? Or Alaskan Native, American Indian?
I'm American.
Okay. All right, ma'am, please write me your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
Okay.
From 0 to 10.
Okay.
What number?
Oh, wait, what's the question?
How motivated are you from 0 to 10 to vote
10.
On this year's election? Okay, a 10.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one would be Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of her job?
Wrongly disapprove. I want her out.
Okay, what about Joe Biden as president?
Out. I want him out. I strongly disapprove.
Okay, Donald Trump as former president.
I love him. I want him back in the White House, so strongly approve.
Approve. Okay, and the last one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
I want him out, so strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you have not heard of them, the person or institution, or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay? The first one would be Marcy Kaptur. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Derek Marin.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
It depends on who they are. I don't know. Mediocre.
Okay.
I would say maybe like somewhat.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat
okay.
Approved.
Somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
All right. And First Energy.
I don't know anything about it.
Don't know. Okay. No problem.
I don't know.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
And Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Probably the Republican.
Okay, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote between Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay.
We have
all right, ma'am, if
the election,
if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Well, I would plug my nose and vote for the Republican.
Okay, Republican.
Bernie Moreno.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, and for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat
yes.
Marcy Kaptur?
Marin, please.
Marin. Okay. Aurelia, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capter, or would you say there's no chance that you will consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capter?
There is no chance in hell.
Okay, no chance. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capter. Mercy Capter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capter, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does not make any difference? Or if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, you can say that too.
It makes me even more unlikely to vote for her. I don't
So be much less likely, right?
Correct.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. Okay, after I read each one, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you don't think it's true. Okay, you can say that too. Okay, in the state legislation, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws, you know, that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted, you know, to gut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
Okay, ma'am, nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if, you know, they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job, you know, to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true. I don't think any of this stuff against him is true.
Okay.
I should have talked about the other one.
Mm-hmm. Derek Marin has a long, you know, and dangerous record of fighting to make any take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted, you know, overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in cases of rape and incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
More likely.
More likely to vote for him. Okay. All right. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I don't believe it.
Okay, so not true, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Oh, and in this, the last one says that state legislature Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. Like working, you know, families are struggling to make ends meet. And the last thing we need in Congress is are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it's true.
Could you say it again?
Okay, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant, you know, upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs like, you know, for lawmakers' offices. Like while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need is in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or you don't think that's true?
Nah, it doesn't make any difference.
No difference. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
Oh, I'll still vote for him.
Okay. All right.
Because Sherrod Brown is worse.
Vote for him. Okay. All right, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. So let me ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Mercy Capture?
Derek Marin, please.
Derek Marin. Okay, Anna. All right, ma'am. The last questions are for qualification purposes. We're done with this survey. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, and okay, yeah. And do you call yourself independent, like leaning to Republican or leaning to Democrat?
Well, right now, I'm leaning towards Republican.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
In which one?
2020 election.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.